When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. First of all, thank you for allowing us to actually talk to you about the message you sent, because Kelly was just like, what is she talking about?
I was a little triggered.
And so, yeah, I just wanted to hear you explain it in your own words.
Okay. So I don't typically do this sort of thing, but I feel like I can't be the only one who feels like this.
Okay.
And I understand I might get some hate from this, and I'm not trying to be super offensive or anything.
Mm.
But I've noticed a trend lately of people wearing yoga pants and workout gear to a lot of places other than the gym.
Uh-huh. Go on.
And
go on. All right.
Like, I see it everywhere. On the weekends, especially at grocery stores, the mall, anywhere I'm running errands.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, is that a fashion do or don't? Like, can you wear active wear if you're clearly not being active?
Okay. So
well, I'm actively walking through the grocery store, so I'll say yes.
is this a fashion segment of the show now where it's a do or don't? Yoga pants. Do, don't, if you're not working out.
I mean, they're a do for me, and I'll tell you this. They have so many really cute patterns, and so I think they're like the yoga pants manufacturers seem to be making it okay to like just wear it as a fashion statement because they're really cute.
Are you just seeing it as these are like a leotard where you only wear a leotard if you're planning on doing ballet?
I mean, I just feel like these clothes were meant for a purpose, but now it's just become like a trend.
Mm.
And like, I don't know. I'm just curious if anybody else feels like this. I don't think working out leggings should be worn around this. I don't think it should be worn around like regular pants outside of the gym. Like, I even have some coworkers who wear them to the office, and I'm stunned it's allowed.
Oh.
Okay, that I see. Like, maybe the workplace, not so, depending on what it is that you do.
I work at a call center.
Okay, well, I mean, you're on the phone. I mean, like, we work in radio, so, like, people other than people who come to the radio station don't necessarily see us, so we can typically get away with a little bit more casual look. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the yoga pants. I think if you can rock some yoga pants, I think they look good, but that's just me. Is it a fashion?
Are you talking about people that shouldn't rock yoga pants? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I'm just talking about, like, people wearing workout pants just as
every
if they're
day.
Regular pants.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think there are bigger things to worry about. We have plenty of people chiming in, so, you know, maybe you'll find your little pack of people who are like, you know what? I agree.
Anti-yoga pants.
Yeah. Pro yoga pants, con yoga pants, who knows? But hey, you know what? Again, thank you for allowing us to actually call you and talk to you about the message you sent. Because, again, when Kelly saw it, she was like,
I needed clarification.
Yeah, Kelly was like, what? So I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you, guys.
And, yeah, maybe, you know, we'll see what some of the other people have to say. And you know, maybe you'll find out that you're not on an island.
Or maybe you'll change your perspective.
Thank you. That sounds great.
Jenny texts in, as I'm on my way to work with yoga pants on.
There it is. And listen, if you're mining the early Facebook comments, I'm not sure she's going to find her tribe there.
Well, but we are getting text messages from listeners like Jeanne, who says, hey, she's not alone. I feel the same way. LOL.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, I will agree. A lot of people are agreeing with her point that maybe not in the workplace, depending on what it is you do. Now, other people are saying it's a call center. I don't care if you're working naked. All right. So, but Julie, she comments on Facebook, it's your opinion, so don't let other people's nasty comments bother you. However, I disagree with them not being worn all the time. Definitely not to the workplace, but it's okay to throw them on to run errands. Technically, you're actively running errands, so that should count. Get it? Running errands? That's what I said too.
E from LJ says, girlfriend is really coming after the moms who don't have time to go to the gym, so they wear athletic wear to do their errands. Come on, go home.
Yeah, Stacey's like, I think you need to mind your own business. Mm. You worked yourself up over something that doesn't affect you.
That's what I'm thinking too. I'm like, let's not. Hey, if you want to wear yoga pants, and if the employer is fine with them wearing yoga pants, let them wear yoga pants.
Yes. Kimberly says, there's a really cool thing I do called minding my business.
All right. I don't know. If you have a comment or something that you would like to contribute, you can. 502-795-1997. I'm telling you, sometimes this show dives into controversy, and we dove headfirst. After we got a message and then spoke to a listener who's triggered over the people who she thinks are promoting a false lifestyle, and that is yoga pants.
Listen, we dove headfirst into controversy without a life jacket. I mean, it is blowing up on the text line, on Facebook. You know, Ginger says it's, quote, active wear. People are wearing it while being active, running around town. Perhaps to you, one can only be active in a gym, but any activity is activity. The pandemic enabled everybody to wear comfortable clothes every day. Some of that has stuck around. Really, outside of a professional setting, what's the problem with being comfortable while going about your daily activities? And I think that seems to be a common theme with a lot of the people commenting.
All right. Well, let's hear from a couple gentlemen, shall we? Ryan, what's your take?
All right. So about the yoga pants, I kind of feel the same way. And I was trying to explain it to my wife when she wears them out. And she doesn't see my point of view, so I actually have a pair of workout pants that I actually wore out one day, and she didn't like that at all.
Really? Seriously? I think joggers look good on guys. I love them.
Well, it's pretty revealing for, you know, the eyes.
Okay.
A little tight in the crotch. Is that what you're talking about there, Ryan?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, there is certain places to wear and certain places not to wear.
So are you agreeing with her that that yes, they should be worn maybe just to work out and maybe not in public?
Maybe certain places in public is okay, but yes, like a big get-together or something, yes, they're revealing.
All right.
Uncertain. Yes.
Ryan, appreciate it, buddy. Keep rocking those revealing joggers of yours. I'm sure your wife loves it.
Yeah, right. All right, guys. Thank you all.
All right, see you, buddy. Is this Andrew, the Love Doctor?
You got it, brother.
Oh, buddy. So what's your thought?
Well, first and foremost, this probably goes a little bit deeper. My question to her is maybe she's insecure when she wears fitness clothes, which is why she objects to other people wearing them in other places outside.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what she looks like. I'm not judging her by no means, guys. That's not what I do. But maybe she's not comfortable with her own self. So it's easy to judge somebody on what they wear when you're not comfortable wearing the same thing, number one. Number two, dude, let it go. People need to be comfortable in their own skin. A lot of times people work 9-to-5, business suits and ties and so forth. They want to go to the grocery in leggings or yoga pants. And some of you moms out there, you're single moms. That's pretty hot, by the way.
Nice.
Let it be. I mean, seriously. I mean, live your life. My gosh, there's more third world problems worse than that than mom going to the Kroger with leggings on, for God's sake. Seriously.
For God's sake.
Yeah, there are a lot of people pointing that out, too. Like, hey, let's actually be concerned about real problems in the world.
Well, you know, maybe.
Gosh, yeah, Yeah.
Well, Andrew, the Love Doctor, always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Keep on loving, my friends.
All right. By the way, we are now getting the support for men wearing the joggers. Which,
yes, team joggers for the dudes.
I will say, I do enjoy rocking a jogger every now and then because they're
so when they're
so
like tapered at the calf. And
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, that makes them a little fancier,
well,
I think.
Fancier, yes. Fitness and fashion and comfort. Three
it's
things.
It all
right
comes
there.
Together in the joggers for sure. Allie has a good point. She said, my mom suffers from depression, so the last thing I'm going to ever say to her is that she shouldn't wear her yoga pants.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
it's a literally a victory to get out of bed, get dressed, and actually go to work. Worry about yourself, and you'll stress less.
Yeah, Colleen's like, is her question truly where should they be worn, or is she asking who should be wearing them? And Colleen, I don't even know if I can answer that question.
Well, I did ask that question.
And what did she say?
She was just saying it just in general.
Oh, okay.
With everyone, we're talking about, like, where is it appropriate? She thinks it just kind of belongs in a gym.
In a gym, sure.
And definitely not at work. But, you know, there are some workplaces that allow it. Tracy says the place I work now said we could not wear leggings or yoga pants to work. I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So yeah. There are some workplaces that are saying, no, not appropriate. Others are, you know, a little bit more relaxed about that.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave my statement here on the table and just say, as long as your work doesn't object to what you're wearing, I think you're fine.
Be comfortable.
Yeah.
That'll help your productivity.
Yep.
And Tiffany says, blasphemy. That's what this is. She's making blasphemy. Game yoga pants for life.
All right. There you go. We'll end it there. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the conversation. Sometimes we gotta dive into the very controversial things here on the show. You know, really get our hands dirty to uncover the truth of the matter.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody is going to be heard at this table.
Yeah,
we want to get all opinions on all sides of it. Jean is with her. She's like, she's not alone. I feel the same thing. All right, so you all have been heard, and we appreciate your opinions.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.